What has Boston comedian Will Noonan more fired up, the Celtics or the Karen Reed trial? Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How's the family?
Yeah.
We're good, man. We're good. We've been staying away from Karen Reed, so we're all doing really well.
Just, all alive.
Survival mode, yes.
Yeah, always look both ways.
Right.
You know?
So, I take from that you think she did it.
Yeah. I mean, well, my favorite thing about this case is that she had so much alcohol that night, something like 11 vodkas in 2 hours.
Ooh.
That when, you know, people always ask me, they're like, do you think she is guilty or do you think she's not guilty? And my favorite thing is Karen Reed doesn't know if she's guilty or not guilty. Total blackout situation. You know, you can see in court sometimes she's listening to the evidence and she's like, wow.
I did that.
Holy smokes. Look at that video. So it's kind of like, like you said, Chaz, it's like we've all been there. You know, we've all kind of woken up, pulled back the curtain, seen the car in the driveway and been like, oh, thank God, you know?
Yep.
And we've also all done the thing where it's like, hey, remember after the bar last night when we all went home and everyone's like, we didn't go home. We went to your house. You right. showed us videos for 2 hours. You're like, oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was I there?
That.
Yeah.
Definitely remember all of that.
Yep.
What's so intriguing about the trial is when you put all the facts out on the table, you're like, wow, you could really make a case for either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely, there's a lot of, I think it does, one thing I like about this is that it shows is like this culture we have here in south of Boston that people didn't really know existed, which is a little bit boozy and kind of incompetent, you know? So it's like all these mistakes and stuff that look like a frame-up job or like some kind of conspiracy are just like bumbling dudes who just like drink too much and like, you know, text stupid stuff to each other.
No, the cops have, you know, there's something going on there. And it may not be an elaborate cover-up that they've been able to keep tight for multiple years.
Yeah.
But they hid something. They're guilty of something. Because they all scrambled and they destroyed phones.
Yeah.
Something was going on.
Right.
I think, you know, I don't know. There's ways people stay up to 3 a.m. that they might want to keep secret if they were in law enforcement.
Right, maybe.
It was one of the habits. But what's funny to me is I live up here, and all of these people involved, they're, like, still going out. They're still going to bars. They're still being seen, and, like, they're still just, like, going out to dinner and getting drunk. Like, I'm like, wow, if I was on trial or a witness for all this drunk driving type stuff, I'd probably just lay low, you know. But
low profile, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm out there with them, so.
This case has everything that will captivate people. You got a hot defendant.
Yep.
You got Alan Jackson, who's a tremendous lawyer.
He's like, excellent.
Just great. This new prosecutor on this second trial is equally amazing.
Nice.
You got a judge who is no one likes and speaks like she's a 900 number operator or whatever.
Nice.
Right? She sounds like a porn star.
Nice.
And then you got these cops who are like, you know, and I'm pro cop, but these guys are douchey after douchey after douchey.
Like Copland.
Like they argue over, they'll spend 10 minutes arguing over something simple like he wasn't the case manager.
It's
he was.
Yeah.
Here's a piece of paper. Case manager. Your name's right next to it.
Like, you don't have to just give up some ground.
Right.
Because I'm like, if you're lying about that, what else are you lying about?
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with this. It's like in that one cop Proctor, I mean, he was off the hook like crazy with the stuff he was texting about Karen Reed. But I'm like, the thing I always say to people, I go, he was texting a lot of stuff he would never want anyone to see. But one of the things he didn't text is like, by the way, we're framing her and there's do this and do that. It was all just like mean stuff about her looks and like her accent and stuff. It wasn't really like we're going to frame her. I don't know.
Called her total whack job.
Yeah, which might not be far off, but I just think the thing with a group of guys like this, like I don't think a group of guys like this could pull off like fixing a fantasy football league, much less like capital murder frame jobs.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't know if it could really work out. But
the problem
but it is
they
an
have.
Interesting trial.
Yeah,
the best thing is,
yeah, go ahead.
It's a nice distraction. You know what I mean? Crazy stuff is happening all over the world, and we're just like, no, I'm just watching this court case in Dedham, Massachusetts, because it's the most interesting thing.
Exactly right.
Homegrown, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the mystery. That's what pulls people in. It's a murder
mystery.
Mystery.
Yeah.
And you really don't know what happened? No one really knows.
But well, we'll probably true. Never know.
Well, no, it's right. like something out of a movie. Like, I was just in a restaurant recently, and she was in the other, she was like on the other side of the restaurant eating, and everyone in the restaurant was talking about it. I was like, this is like O.J. Simpson, like yes. walking free, like
going to the movies with his kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I was like, it's so weird that she's like, she might be guilty of this thing. She might not be. And here she is just like walking around with everybody.
She you know, can't remember, though. Strange. Why?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think, man. I really do, because I don't know. I think she just woke up at like 3 in the morning and was like kind of like had a half memory of something bad happening and just panicked. You know, and just started, but who knows?
What,
you know what I mean?
Voice,
I really don't know.
You think the voicemail messages are her staging?
No, I just think it's like, I think she was figuring it out. Like, she had this memory that she hoped wasn't true. Like, did I like pull out maybe angrily, or did I hear a bump? No, I don't think I did. And then she goes and checks, and everything is like lining up with her memory. You know, she like sees the guy there. She's like, oh no, she ran right to the body. She knew where it was already. It's like, I think it's a drunk thing, and she just doesn't want to admit it. Like, if they had just charged her with accidental drunk driving at the beginning and not like murder, I don't know if we'd ever have heard about any of that.
I said this to Jennifer last night. I said yeah. the state went for blood and they didn't have enough to get it.
The yeah. murder charge yeah. is what's going to kind of blow this up. I agree, because you got to show yeah. intent.
If you think about the first couple conspiracy. Of days of this, when she had the first attorney, it was yeah. he was saying this was a horrible accident.
Yeah.
Alan
yeah.
Jackson comes in. It was like, this is not an accident.
Right. Yeah.
This is a frame job. There's enough reasonable doubt here. And there is.
Yeah. There is.
And that's
yeah.
the problem.
Yeah. yeah.
Exactly. And honestly, if I were Karen Reed, like, I'd want to believe anything other than I did it. So I'd be like, yeah, of course, like 50
that
people
sounds
got
good.
Together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd be like, anything. But Alan Jackson's smart. He's like, shoot for the moon and land amongst the stars. Like, if he might. You know, he's like, I might not get a not guilty plea, but this woman's not going to jail. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just going to muddy the water so much. No one can even keep anything straight.
Comedian Will Newman yeah. out of Boston on the phone. Good friend.
Legal analyst.
Yeah. Yeah. Will, you have a wife, right?
I do.
I have one, too. And she's on the phone, and she wants to chime in.
Uh-oh.
And you know how
uh-oh.
This goes.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Good morning, hon.
You're in trouble.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Will.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. Me, too. I'm so obsessed with this case. I had a vacation day yesterday. A big part of my day was, again, filling myself in on all this information. My issue is, the new thing is with Auntie Bev, the judge.
Mm.
So now they're saying there's all this intertwining that she has all these connections with these cop families. How is she appropriately chosen to be the judge of this trial? I don't understand.
I know that too, and that's been people have been talking about that since the beginning. The only thing I can chalk that up to is that I'm probably related to three judges up here and a couple guys on the Red Sox. It's like we're all
right yeah.
friends, and we're all like, you know, I got
somehow related. Here,
I got some cousins in jail. I got some cousins on the Boston police. So it's kind of like culture up here. But you're right; it is weird. And
it is weird.
I know people who were up for the jury selection, and it was like, I know it was hard for them to get a jury because everyone up here was like obsessed with it. And right. one of my niece's friends was like one of the last people cut, and she's like an 18-year-old college kid. I was like, wow, like that's who's going to decide this whole thing, maybe some 18-year-old kid, you know? So I think they're just, they can't get anyone who doesn't have some sort of connection or opinion.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. And then yesterday, I also saw, did you see the medical examiner was on the stand yesterday?
I didn't, unfortunately.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Please allow me to update you. So she was on the stand. She was a very, very nervous witness.
Oh, yeah.
She was a very nervous witness. I mean, she kept like sighing. Like you see, she's
experts
kind of
are all
on her
dumb.
Words.
I mean,
you know
dumb.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny about this, too, is, like, it's the second – I keep calling it season two of Karen Reed because it's the second trial.
Right,
and
yeah.
Just like right. season two of a TV show, like, everyone knows they're going to be on TV now, so, like, in nationally. So they're coming in with, like, full hair and makeup, and they're, like, way more nervous because they're not just like, oh, this is going to be on, like, the local news. They're like, I'm going to be in an HBO documentary probably. So
yeah,
right.
Like, Jenna Cave. Really? Yeah. Jenna Cave, comparatively.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, she's kind of hot. I'm just saying it. Whatever, you know. Jenna Cade, yeah.
There are multiple hot people in this, and yeah. She was feisty as hell, Jenna Cade.
Yeah, this is going to make a great. I hope it's not even a movie. I hope it's like a 12 season drama on nice. Netflix that you just watch forever. Maybe get a part in. You know,
cool.
I can play that. I can play the plow driver. You know, who changes the story.
Did he change his story?
Yeah, he at first said, I didn't see anything. And then later on, he was, I think Turtle Boy got to him. And he was like, oh, you know what? I did see something back there. That's the other thing about this. You know, you just can't. A lot of these people, everyone is such a booze bag in this whole trial. It's like, what is going, like, who do we believe? It's like going into a bar and asking, like, what happened last night? And you get 50 different stories.
Right. And then it gets clearer as time goes on and you change your story. And right. You look like you're a liar. It's like, no, it's just... The alcohol, those brain cells came back.
Yes, they came back to life.
Yeah.
What Karen Reed has going against her is that she told multiple people after the accident, did I hit him? You could debate whether she said, I hit him, or did I hit him? Could I have hit him?
Right.
But she did say it to multiple people. She did say before she got out there, do you think he was hit by a plow?
Yeah.
She had him outside on the ground before she got there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
That's a big problem.
Huge problem.
And big problem the state has is everything those cops did after midnight just suggests that something bad happened, from the dog being sold, and you can't even track the dog down now. The floor was ripped up. The house was sold.
Not good.
The phone destroyed.
Yeah.
I went to the police department at 1:20 in the morning after I'd been drinking all day and all night. I didn't go in. Oh, I did go in. The camera shows me going in. I didn't talk to anyone. Oh, it shows me going in the room talking to people.
Wow.
I wasn't on the phone. It shows me on the phone. Oh, I butt dialed.
Yep.
Did you really? For 22 seconds? Multiple times?
Back and forth? Somebody answers.
We've all had bad. It's bad.
We've all had nice.
Chaz.
We've all had
nice like that.
Chaz, you're good, man. I thought Alan Jackson was on the radio.
Right?
You're like,
yeah.
I almost yelled objection.
If that jury comes back with guilty or innocent, I mean, you have to just say, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a huge...
It's going to be a bomb decision no matter what.
They won't do it, but I want them to give everyone in the courtroom 11 vodkas and just let them sort it out that way.
Right. Well, that's great.
Nice. That is season three, Will. Don't jump ahead.
Exactly. It'll be a lot of fun. Or you know, edibles. That's another thing, you know. If they had just done edibles that night, the whole story is like, whoa, Karen, you almost hit me. Oh, my God, sorry. Right, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
And by the way, did you hear Karen Reed's explanation for 11 vodkas?
They were doubles. Oh, they were doubles.
Okay.
Yeah, she said, I had 5 or 6 drinks. They were doubles.
Right.
So they're counting them. That's the speak of a true boozer.
Right.
Hard
ones. I like how she tried to erase a shot. She goes, they bought me a shot. I didn't drink it. I poured it into my other drink. I was like, what?
I've never gotten a shot and poured it into a drink in my life. And she says it like it happens all the time. And
she did.
Goes,
yeah.
And then she goes, it was a weak pour. It was a weak pour. I go, I've never heard a woman say weak pour
never.
Who didn't have a AA chip in her back pocket.
Seriously. Yeah. That's a seasoned pro.
It's an interesting one.
We didn't even get to the Celtics.
Nope.
Well, I mean, hey, if they win it without JT, it'll be incredible, you know?
Right.
So I think that could be the story there.
Right.
Like, we can't, you know, it's happened before with Paul Pierce going down and coming back in game 7. I don't think Tatum can come back.
He will not be back, no.
But they can win without him, you know? They've proven that.
They've proven it.
So
all right, well, great to hear your voice, man. Don't be a stranger.
Yeah, you guys too, man. I hope to talk to you again soon, and we'll keep up with the trial, yeah?
Please.
Yeah, thank you. Will right, Noonan, guys. We're linked up on WPLR.com.
Yay.
Thank you, hon.
Thanks,
okay, bye-bye.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.